Ah, yes, springtime in the cabin of Crapper Creek. Hello, Earth. How is everybody doing? Welcome for another week of the podcast. This week, we're going to look at phrases Gen Zers just don't understand. Legendary rocker Carmine Appice, we discuss all-time great guitar solos. Got a foodie roundup. Lovely Maria with another episode of Makeup or Breakup, speaking with a British accent. And when it's okay to flip somebody the bird. All this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
I don't know if you saw this. The good news, folks, scientists have figured out how to extend our lifespans. The bad, it's by using some sort of science-y garbage called gene therapy. And they don't know. They said, oh, we can make you live 180 years. Great, because that's what we want to do. But what is your quality of life for the last 80 of those? I'm wondering. All right. But if they can do it, that's great. But I think we have some easier ways to live longer without using their silly gene therapy. I think it's time for a Crapper Creek educational moment.
95.9 presents an X-Rock Morning Show educational moment.
So you say you want to live longer. Here's how. There are many things that can help you live a long, successful, and productive life. Step one, eat leafy greens instead of spending all day smoking them. Never ever carpool with Tiger Woods. Whatever you do, do not order a Bud Light at a biker bar. If at all possible, try to avoid downtown Chicago at night or during the day or during that part between night and day. Make sure to immediately cancel any flights you booked on a SpaceX rocket. Make sure to regularly check your testicles for lumps, just like everyone else is doing on the city bus. If you're in prison, whatever you do, don't chant, "Raiders suck." Vacationing in Mexico? Make sure to pack your Kevlar. Never ever take a job on a set of an Alec Baldwin movie. And whatever you do, try to stick with diet fentanyl. We hope these tips will help you live a long and successful life. Until you're staring at your phone and get hit by a car.
The X-Rock Morning Show. Morning Show.
Maria. Hi.
Hi, what are you doing?
It is time for Makeup or Breakup, so we need your help.
Yeah, I've been waiting all day.
All right. All right, now you're humoring me. Okay, but you know what? We do need your advice, Em, on this one, so hopefully you can help this young couple out. All right?
I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm. All right. We just have a first name. It's Leon, local guy, and it's about Leon. It's from a girl. Carol? I think it's Carol, it says. It looks weird. Anyway, my boyfriend and I were out with my sister and her friend over the weekend, just having some drinks. The next day, my sister calls me to tell me that my boyfriend told her that he had a sex dream about her. This all went down later in the night when I was off talking to somebody else. I confronted my boyfriend about why he's having sex dreams about my sister. And then telling her about it, he said it's not what it seems. My boyfriend tried to tell me that a sex dream simply means that you admire a trait in someone. All he was trying to do was tell my sister that there was clearly something he admires in her. He swears he wasn't trying to be inappropriate. I did feel better after he explained it, but none of my other girlfriends are buying it. They tell me it's completely inappropriate and something you would dump a guy over. We've been dating for 4 months, and breaking up seems a bit extreme. Because he talked about having a... That would be like me going up to your sister Gigi going, "Hey, Gigi, I had a sex dream about you."
She'd punch in the head.
She would. I would get punched by any of your sisters.
Yes.
But besides, what do you think about this guy?
No, this is a super easy one. Imagine family functions at Christmas after you tell Gigi that you had a sex dream about breakup. Call it good.
Oh, really? So even though there's been nothing else, you would say this is breakup worthy?
No, this was something he should have kept to himself.
All right. But
he could have even told his mate, but can you imagine Gigi at Christmas dinner?
No. No.
After you told her something like that?
Oh, no. And
Gigi telling Diana, and Diana telling mom.
And then getting out to Tom. Oh, and your brother,
nine brothers
John.
And sisters,
oh.
They would all think you are a perv. And how, again, if something like that happened, it's not unheard of. I mean, the guy is right, but he certainly shouldn't have opened his mouth.
So is it worthy of him getting dumped?
Yes, 100%.
Wow. You're harsh.
How would my mom look at you? How would my mom look at you?
Well,
how would you feel at Christmas?
I wasn't thinking about that far ahead. I was just thinking
think
about
that
the
far
here and
ahead
now.
Because I know my sisters would go all the way up the chain to my mom.
All right. Okay, fine. So it's dump him it is. Dump him over the dream. There we go.
Yeah, quickly. Because as that rumor passes on and on,
to let you know, FYI, I've never had that dream about any of your sisters.
Well, if you have, keep it to yourself.
Oh, God, or your mom. All right, there we go. Thanks, baby.
Yeah. All right, love you.
All right, well, I think before we grab something to eat, let's get some hunger pangs. The best way to do that, let's just talk about food. It's time for a foodie roundup. Yeah! All right, here's your foodie roundup. The latest in food news. We just had National Barbecue Day. You looking forward to that, did you? There's some barbecue stats. Most Americans think we should get a grill started, that they could get a grill started. 83 said they could successfully get a charcoal grill going. 73% said the same thing about propane grills. What's so hard about getting a propane grill? You push the button and turn the knob. Now, there's an art to charcoal, stacking it, making sure they all burn evenly and at the right temp, right? Our favorite things to cook on a grill, in order, burgers, chicken, hot dogs, and steak. Our five favorite burger toppings in order, cheese, ketchup, lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. Pickles, mustard, and bacon also are in the top 10. Hey, do you say barbecue or cookout? It might depend on where you grew up. People in the South, Northeast, are a little more likely to say cookout. People out West and in the Midwest will say barbecue. So what's that leave us up here? I know, potluck, right? It's potluck. Yeah. Potlatch. Let's call it potlatch. Crazy or brilliant? This is a funny hack. There are memes about how movies have made drinking milk the universal symbol of psycho villains. So is this person crazy or brilliant? Somebody posted a photo of their office fridge and somebody had literally padlocked their milk. The cap required a key to be opened. I mean, you could take the whole thing, I guess. Okay. Price of eggs is plummeting. Yeah, remember they were crazy high, like $5.46 a carton. Now you can get a dozen for 94 cents in some places. We got lots of eggs now. No eggs, lots of eggs. List of foods that we often leave in our cupboard for more than a year without using. Vinegar, flour, sugar, pasta, canned vegetables, rice, mustard, cinnamon, canned beans. Yeah, those sound about right. I love this. A popular Vietnamese restaurant in Pennsylvania caught on fire Sunday, but they didn't say the name on the local news because it's Pho King, but it's not pronounced Pho. If you're familiar with Vietnamese food, it's Pho. I'll let you finish that one. Hey, back from the dead. Finally, I guess COVID is over because all-you-can-eat buffet restaurants are a thing again. Company that tracks restaurants say, three leading buffets, Golden Corral, Sissus, Pizza Ranch, were up 125% from 2021. There's more to it than just that. There is also costs. High-end restaurants are raising prices due to inflation, so people are going to buffets for value. Taco Bell is going to, they're going after Taco John's for their Taco Tuesday trademark. Yeah, they're selling the other taco place. For Taco Tuesday? I didn't know they had a trademark on Taco Tuesday. We all call it. Public schools might be banning chocolate milk because kids are getting too heavy eating the chocolate milk, I guess. So too much sugar, so they're banning chocolate milk. Hey, how about we ban tetherball or lunch ladies with mustaches? Something like that. Well, another day, another massive corporation facing the Bud Light backlash over recent ads supposedly too woke. Starbucks is now catching heat from conservatives. It's a trans woman meeting up for coffee with her parents, and her dad has obviously not been supportive of her transition, so they're estranged. But then halfway through, he orders them all coffee, and it's a tearjerker. All right, who cares? And finally, I love this one. Woman ordered a cake from Publix. They asked what she wants on it. She said, just happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. She got the cake back. Yep. With the words, just happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. They had one job, and it was in our foodie roundup. Yeah.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Anyway, welcome to the program. I'm just a little small talk, chit-chat here, just stalling for time. Something we do as humans, right? Useless, mindless banter. I'm not a big small talker. I kind of hate it. I like having a conversation that goes somewhere, but you always have it with somebody, usually in passing, usually about the weather. Yeah, huh? Wow. Especially, you know, when it's... I guess if it's just been nice for a few days, nobody says anything. But if it's bad, if it's like really cold, or like this spring. Wow, man, are we ever going to get a spring? I don't know. We all say that. 48% of people say they find themselves talking about the weather at least once a week. Oh, it's got to be more than that. Only 5% claim they never talk about the weather, and I think even that 5% is lying. 3% admit to talking about the weather multiple times a day. You know who talks about the weather a lot? My man Bruce Check. Love Bruce Check, the sports guy. Always posting about the weather. Always. Or if you ever run into Mike Schultz, the weather guy from TV. You know, he's retired now, but... Man, when it was bad weather for a while, Mike was on suicide watch. It was scary. And then he would take credit for the nice days. I'd see him at the golf course. He'd go, what do you think about this weather? Like he had something to do with it. I said, to be honest, Mike, I believe you predicted rain. Let's just let that one go, buddy. But, I mean, it's what we do. It's something everyone has in common, right? The weather. It affects everybody. So that's why I think we bring it up. But there's got to be better conversation starters than the weather. So we came up with a few. Hey, what's the strangest thing you ever pulled from your ear? See, that would be a great conversation starter. Where do you stand on carpeted bathrooms? Have you ever killed another human just to feel alive? All right. Is it weird to tuck in your sweater? What happened to Madonna's face? What would you do with a flamethrower? That's a great conversation starter. Do you think Mr. Pringle is a Nazi? Who's your favorite sociopathic clown? Well, I think a really good one would simple one that we could all do, much like the weather, is just simply go up and ask him, are you going to eat the rest of those fries? I might do the whole show with a British accent, as it were. I was reading the UK's Guardian newspaper did a story, and apparently younger Americans are starting to speak in a British accent when they feel awkward in social situations. They talked to a bunch of Gen Zers who admitted that, yeah, it's become a habit. They say they unconsciously do it sometimes when they feel uncomfortable. Yeah, one said she was at work recently, and she said in a British accent, it's affecting me mental health, isn't it? Then her boss said, what was that? Now, they say there's a lot of British reality shows that are on and people doing that, a lot of popular shows. People speak with British accents. Roy Kent! He's here! He's there! And experts say there's a definite psychological reason behind it. Can be a way of softening what you're saying or separating the truth. It's like a defense mechanism. I think that sounds ridiculous. But then again, there's certain things you can only say with a British accent. May I pardon you for some Grey Poupon? Oh, poppycock. You can't say that without... The name is Bond. James Bond. Well, hello there, Mary Poppins. Oh, R2-D2, where are you? Prepare to die, Harry Potter. There's certain things that, you know... It's just a flesh wound. No, we can't go into that, because... There's no way you can quote Monty Python without a British accent. Pining for the fjords! Mr. Scrooge gave me a tuppence for a Christmas goose. I suppose a man may eat his own muffins in his own garden. Perchance, m'lady, have you seen my daft cow? All right, sure. I hear on X-Rock Radio from Crapper Creek, don't you know? 95.9 Radio, your home for everything that rocks. The furthest north rock station on planet Earth. And to our thousands upon thousands of people listening worldwide, that audience continues to grow. Everybody's digging Crapper Creek. It's good. And then you've probably heard us talking to this guy right here. The one and only Carmine Appice joins us, legendary rocker. All the way from, I don't know, are you back in New York? Are you over in L.A. still? Are you back in Florida? I can't keep up.
I'm still in New York, dude. Yeah.
All right. Now, what about the Beck Bogart Appice project?
Well, that's coming out in September.
That'll be September. Okay, I was wondering when that was going to come out, because I was kind of excited about that one for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. That's a box set. They don't want me to talk about it much yet because they want to bring it out. They want them to have a big splash about it.
Right. No, that makes sense. So, right.
But it is coming out in September, and it's going to be a great package.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it.
It's the 50th anniversary of BBA, and we were working on it before Jeff passed away, which is... No, I still can't get that in my head.
I know. It doesn't sound right, does it? I'm so sorry about that, man. Something we were going to do last week. I got a list that came out of the most iconic guitar solos in rock. And I was kind of curious to see what you thought about this one. Here's number 8 is Surfing with the Alien, Joe Satriani. I remember the album had Silver Surfer on it. That was a good one. The second one, best solo guitar is Metallica on the song One. November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Eruption by Van Halen. That I totally agree with. I could see that being on the list. The solo in Comfortably Numb from Pink Floyd. The solo in Layla from Eric Clapton. They're not saying the best. They're saying the most iconic. The ones the most people know. Because I would have picked a whole bunch of different Eric Clapton songs over Layla.
Yeah.
Number 2 on the most iconic, this one makes sense, is Stairway to Heaven. And number 1, the most iconic, is All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. But
I agree with that. Yeah.
I do too, but there's one I think that's glaringly missing. When I hear the first couple of chords, you know exactly, and it's probably the first couple of chords that anybody that's ever picked up an electric guitar plays. Smoke on the Water. I was saying Smoke on the Water. Who doesn't play Smoke on the Water the first time they pick up a guitar? And I don't, it's not on there. And no love for Skynyrd's Freebird either, but that's all right.
Well, right. And you know that Eruption, where it came from, right?
Oh, no. Tell us, Van Halen's Eruption, where did that come from?
Came from the intro to a Cactus song called Swim. If you play, they were big fans of Cactus. If you play the intro to Swim, and you play Eruption, you'll hear Eruption is just an expanded version of Swim, of the Swim intro.
Which Cactus album is that on?
The first one.
All right, I've got to go listen to that right now. See, you in, Carmine. You always give us tidbits of information. Yeah. Van Halen's Eruption was started with Carmine's band Cactus. Boom, that's all I needed to know. That's awesome.
You listen to it, let me know what you think.
I'm going to. Right? I'm going to do it right after this call. I'm going to give a listen and play them back to back and have some fun with it.
Yeah. The Eruption is just extended version, more guitar in it. And then they do this bam, 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 and then more guitar. That's what we did.
Wow.
We did it quicker. We did big chord, guitar, and then bam, 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 more guitar, then stop. That's exactly what they did.
Wow. I got to listen to it
and
now.
Matter of fact, when I put Vanilla Fudge together, I was talking to Eddie, and he said, F the Vanilla Fudge, put Cactus back together. That's what
oh,
Eddie
is that what he
me.
Said? He said, F Vanilla Fudge. Yeah. That's what Eddie Van Halen told you? He told you, get Cactus back together.
Yeah, so get back. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. They love Cactus. Posture Farm was the inspiration for Hot for Teacher.
Which one was inspiration for Hot for Teacher?
Posture Farm.
Oh, man. See, I'm finding out more and more. See, and now if it was up to me, Carmine, to be honest, I would probably go, I would have to say I'm a bigger Cactus fan than Vanilla Fudge. I love the fudge. It's such a groove.
Right.
But the energy of Cactus was just like, woof.
Oh, yeah.
Just grabs you by the nads. All right.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, Carmine. Get some ice on that back, and I hope you feel better.
I got it.
All right, bud.
Thanks, bro.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Here's something for you. If you want, let's say, somebody in their mid-20s to think you're old, just use any of these terms. Someone fed Gen Zers a bunch of old-school sayings to see if they knew what any of them meant or not. Over 40% said they sometimes heard old people use phrases that make no sense to them. Here's the top ones they're least likely to know. Beating a dead horse. Now, it means wasting time or continuing a debate about something that's already settled. We all know that, right? Rule of thumb, a general guideline, right? Back to the salt mines. In other words, going back to work, especially if you have a demanding boss. Take the bull by the horns. You don't cut the mustard. They did not. That means you're not good enough. Do I have to explain? If I have to explain these to you, you're probably too young to listen to this show. Can I just say that? I love having younger people listen to the show, so I'm educating you on some of these. So, if you don't get it, then you can't listen to the show because you don't cut the mustard. See what I did there? What's your beef? Means why are you upset? Let sleeping dogs lie. Don't interfere in a situation that's not causing you any harm. Kind of like don't poke the bear. Kind of means the same thing. Burn the midnight oil. Means working late. Throw in the towel. Means you're giving up. Or bite the bullet. Deal with something that's tough that you've been avoiding, but it's time to do it. See, there you go. All right. So I hope you got that, Gen Xers. All right. And you don't understand a lot of the phrases. That's fine. But here, for you millennials or boomers, let's switch gears. Here's a few that you probably don't understand that maybe Gen Xers or Z or Y or whatever we're on now use. Fam. By the way, that means family. Which raises the question, what's Gen Z doing with the extra time they're saving without the last two syllables? That's a lot of time. You don't want to have to go say family. Dank means something is excellent or very high quality. You know, like True Dank over on South Cushman, right? They sponsor one of our radio stations here. I use it in a sentence. Nothing you buy at Walmart is dank. Salty. It means jealous. See, I didn't know that one. Describes how, like all the other guys at my 30th high school reunion felt when I showed up with a full head of hair. Big yikes. That's what you say after you do something really embarrassing. Like using the phrase, big yikes. Bogey. Now, it's not won over in golf. Apparently, it means extravagantly fancy. Which is why nobody who probably listens to this show or is from Crapper Creek ever uses the term bogey. Living rent-free. That describes something you obsess over. Coincidentally, it also describes many of you Gen Zers who are living in your parents' basement. I'm just saying. Ghosting. That's one I think we know now, right? Right? In other words, just stopping communication with a romantic partner. But for you boomers or millennials, it's a condition also one we call marriage. Same thing. Finally, simp. That's someone who pays too much attention to another person. It's a good way to describe your liberal friend about Donald Trump. Stop being a simp. It's like, give it up. Just stop. So there you go. Did any of those help you? I mean, that's just my rule of thumb. If you can't cut the mustard... Don't be a simp and get back to the salt mines. All you gotta do is take the bull by the horns. I mean, come on, what's your beef? Just let sleeping dogs lie. Unless you want to just throw in the towel. All right, I'll just stop. All right, in honor of this past Earth Day, we present to you the things the Earth would say if it could talk.
I know they're just looking out for me, but oh my God, even I find Prius drivers annoying. Hey, I've got Leonardo DiCaprio fighting for me. What you got, Neptune? I am so ready for you jackasses to move to Mars. You know, when you're destroying the Amazon rainforest, you're basically giving me a Brazilian, right? Hey, I'm more than 70% water, just like Coors Light. Oh, and yes, all you 8-year-olds, I'm glad I'm very far away from Uranus. It never gets old. Now remember, lawn clippings and leaves go in the green bin. Plastics and Real Housewives go in the blue bin. All right, I'm really glad there's a day to honor me, but come on, how about some love for my friends Wind and Fire? Does Pepsi AC work on molten lava? Seriously, is there anything on me right now that wasn't made in China? You know, of course, earthquakes are just a way of me entertaining myself by making fat people jiggle, right? I do love my oceans, but my all-time favorite is still Billy.
Oh, yes, I know. In the mornings, you're getting up, going to work, and you have your routine, and you go through it, and everything's timed out just right, and then you get behind some Subaru that's stunk forever, and you can't move, and they don't care, and they're going way, especially when they cut out in front of you first. And you have to zip by them to get in front of them. It's like, why did you just do that? I know, and it's so you want to flip them the bird so bad, but don't. That's just road rage. And when you give somebody the bird, all you're doing is making them mad. They're not learning a lesson. Well, now comes this, the new thing. Gone is the middle finger. We're beyond that now. And really, that's just going to get you shot nowadays anyway. No, the thing to do now, the thumbs down. They say that's the big one. That's the one. Give them the old thumbs down. That'll tell them they did wrong. And it does, because you flip somebody off, what's it do? Do they go, oh, he's right? No, that just makes them mad. Then road rage ensues. I don't think a thumbs down is going to give anybody road rage. They're just going to go, he's right. So I kind of like the thumbs down thing. Plus, really, the middle finger, in some countries, you know, it doesn't mean that. You know, like in, I think, Australia, the victory sign for V means that. Wasn't it President Bush, it went through the streets of Australia with the V for victory thing, thinking that was good, and he was just basically flipping off the crowd. Should have gone with the thumbs down. But I'll be straight up. You and I both know some situations and people just deserve the middle finger. Thumbs down ain't going to do it. Ain't going to cut it. And when that McDonald's worker comes at you, you know, and you know it. You've seen it, right? The McDonald's worker comes at you. Oh, yeah, the ice cream machine's broken again. Uh-huh. Or anyone who thinks Pierce Brosnan was a better Bond than Sean Connery. Bird. The old lady at the grocery store pulls out the checkbook. The heavily pierced guy who cuts in front of you at TSA. Or the guy at the party that pulls out the guitar. But BMW or Subaru drivers just in general. The receptionist who wins the office March Madness pool because they picked their cutest mascot. Anybody who asks for a free meal because they're an influencer. Or the dog when they go out for a walk and won't poop and it's 40 below. Or finally, Alexa, when you ask her to play Jump by Van Halen, instead she plays Jump by the Pointer Sisters. I'm done with that. Or they go, oh, I only listen to NPR. Done. Done. Thank you. Here's your bird.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, it's the X-Rock Morning Show. Back again, and joining us are somebody who's become a regular guest from the Crapper Creek Zoo and Landfill. Of course, another wonder of the animal kingdom. Welcome, Bo Montreal from, of course, Animal Friends League here at the Crapper Creek Zoo and Landfill. Bo?
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. And as always, it's a great day to be an animal friend.
All right, so what do you got for us today? It's not something poisonous or vicious, right?
Oh,
right?
Don't be such a fraidy cat. Our Animal Friends League is all about animals. The funny and furry, creepy and crawly, and everything in between. Today, I have one of the most misunderstood creatures in the world.
Okay, I see you've brought something in a burlap sack.
Yes. Say hello to the Western Timber Happy Snake.
What? Wait a second, Bo. I know exactly what that sound is.
Yes, it's the friendly noise of the Western Timber Happy Snake. I can't wait to take it out and show you.
Who the hell you are? That's a rattlesnake, and you're going to get it the hell out of here right now. Go!
Excuse me. Are you an animal expert? Do you go on the radio as an animal expert? Do you wear khaki all the time?
I don't need to be an expert, Bo. It's a rattlesnake. They're really dangerous.
See, look what you've done. It stopped making its little happy noise. I think you hurt its feelings.
Good.
And I think we found someone who isn't a true animal friend. Fine, I'll be going now.
Great, don't forget your happy snake.
Well, I hope your audience has learned something about you. And I hope they remember, you can never love an animal too much. You can just kiss me and my happy snake goodbye. Good day.
Bye, Bo. You know the old thing, I can't teach old dogs new tricks, or it's never too, then the other folks will say, well, you're never too late to learn something new. And I love learning new stuff. I think as we get older, we appreciate it more, because there's a lot of things we wish we would have learned when we were younger and we didn't. Right? Some things we just learn late in life. Somebody put out a list of things that people didn't figure out for decades that they probably should have. It's an interesting thread. Somebody put on there that they didn't know the porta potty doesn't know when someone's inside. The sign only changes to occupied when you physically lock the door. Same thing on an airplane, but yet some people didn't learn that. The whole milk, here's one. Whole milk is usually only around 3% fat. So we always get 2% fat. It's really just a third less. It's not like only... One guy said, I thought, why wouldn't they do 50% or somewhere in the middle? Another one, that jackalopes are mythical creatures, yet narwhals are real animals.
Look, buddy, hope you find your dad.
Someone thought prima donna was prima Madonna, meaning that the person that was starting to act like Madonna, like they were prima donna now, and will eventually go full Madonna. Other misconceptions. Somebody didn't realize people were saying a coma or a coma and thought people could fall into a coma. Like a coma was the thing, not a coma. It was called a coma. Another person didn't realize the word euthanasia and thought people were saying youth in Asia. Okay. That when you're an adult, you don't need to buy shoes that are a little loose so you can grow into them when you get taller, if you get taller. But you know what I found? As you get older, you do have to change your shoes because your feet get whiter. That pineapples grow in the ground, not in trees. Some folks didn't know that. Somebody said, I didn't know that pickles were made from cucumbers till I was 24 and in the middle of getting my bachelor's degree. One person said, while watching Game of Thrones, I asked my husband when dragons went extinct. He had to pause the show for that one. But there's certain things that folks apparently still have yet to learn late in life. For instance, yeah, don't try to kill a cockroach with hairspray and a lighter. Not a good idea. Or using your blinker when you're making a turn. Apparently, a lot of people have not figured that one out. Or the pajama pants are meant to be, they're not meant to be worn at the store. Adults don't collect action figures. By the way, here's another one that we need to learn late. It's some dogs hate sweaters. I'm telling you that now. Stop it. And no matter how cheap it is, Natty Light, not worth it. How old were you before you figured that one out? Or the weather is a terrible conversation starter. Well, nobody looking at your bumper gives a damn about your child being an honor student. Nobody cares. And we also still haven't learned that the Jets, I don't care if you got Aaron Rodgers, the Jets still suck. They still suck. that was a great time. Thank you, and please share this with all your friends. Would you let them know? Spread the word about Crapper Creek for me. And, of course, follow us. Just Google Live from Crapper Creek. You'll find the general store. You'll find the Twitter page. You'll find the YouTube channel and the morning show. Next week, Unethical Life Hacks. How to AI-proof your job. Lovely Maria talks about showering together. Another episode of Fuck My Life. My man Bo from the zoo and landfill. Stupid questions for ChatGTP. And mayo on pizza? All next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.